The single most important reason why every law firm needs a tool like this is to not be left behind, because the world is changing, your market is changing, your audience is changing, what people expect out of businesses and using technology to make their lives easier is different than even last year.
Welcome to the 10 Golden Rules of Internet Marketing for Law Firms podcast, featuring the latest strategies and techniques to drive traffic to your website and convert that traffic into clients. Now, here's the founder and CEO of 10 Golden Rules, Jay Berkowitz.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this podcast. Thanks for being here on the 10 Golden Rules of Internet Marketing for Law Firms podcast. We've got a great guest today, Joe Rotolo. I'll get to him in just a minute. A couple quick things before we get started. First off, if you haven't already checked out, registered, done your research on TGR Live, Growth Strategies for Law Firms live event, April 25th and 26th in Boca Raton, Florida. If you're listening to this in real time, it's coming up in a couple weeks. If you're listening to this in past time, hopefully you can join us next year. But we've got an awesome lineup. We've got the first morning, we're going to talk about cutting edge technologies. I'm going to speak, and we're going to have a couple artificial intelligence speakers. Then in the afternoon, actually, Joe's going to be one of our experts on marketing and technology strategies. We're also going to have Jason Melton, who's a breakout Instagram attorney, social media star. And then we've got Bill Biggs on the morning, Friday morning, the 26th, talking about culture for law firms and building your business side of the practice. And for the first time in North America, the law firm profit coach, John McCarthy, is joining us. We've got a niche panel with Dave Thomas from Law Tigers and some additional technology stuff Friday afternoon. You don't want to miss it. Thursday night, in between the Thursday and Friday conference days, is our 20th anniversary party for 10 Golden Rules. So hopefully you can join us in beautiful Boca Raton, Florida. Information on our website at 10goldenrules.com. And one other quick request, if you like these podcasts, if you're listening to them on iTunes or Spotify, please give us a five-star review. It just helps more people find the podcast, and then it helps us get better guests for you. And if you're watching on YouTube, please give us a subscription, because if you subscribe on YouTube, you'll get information about upcoming shows. We've had some amazing shows recently. Our most viewed episode is over 80,000 views. So someone out there likes us, and there's really great content. We recently had Mike Morse talking about EOS, and we've had incredible guests talking about ChatGPT and artificial intelligence and technology. And we at 10 Golden Rules train about SEO and local service ads and PPC for law firms. So you don't want to miss that as well. So please, if you're watching on YouTube, love it if you just find the subscribe button and give us a thumbs up, give us a like. Anyways, without further ado, my friend Joe Rotolo and I hang out at a lot of conferences because Intaker is there. I guess about 2 years ago, we put the Intaker chatbot on our website. And Joe's going to explain exactly what that does and how it works. But it's an AI chat function that helps people, it basically navigates for them if they want to have a conversation with you, and then it connects you. And we tested it on 10 Golden Rules, but of course, we're running it on most of our clients' websites. From a marketing perspective, look, there's, from my perspective, there's three ways to get leads: calls, chats, and form fills. And Intaker is the best way to get the chats. So without further ado, Joe, welcome to the 10 Golden Rules podcast.
Jay, thank you. It is great to be here today.
I'm rambling today, so I'm going to have to let you talk. Tell us a little bit about your background first and how you got into the technology business, and then you'll tell us about Intaker.
I will. My background and my journey from where I came from to where I am now with Intaker, it's a bit non-linear, but you know, my background is in education and teaching math and physics, and I did that where I lived in New York for most of my life, and you know, working in education gave me a lot of fulfillment in many ways, but it didn't give me the, you know, control over my life that I wanted, and it did not pay the bills to the degree that I needed it to. So I decided to get into sales. That was the initial idea that eventually led me here. I wound up moving across the country from New York to California, pursuing an MBA. While I did that, I was my first sales job started at the beginning, knocking on doors, selling solar here in Southern California. And I did that for about 6 weeks. And you know, it turned out the company I was with was not, let's say, the values of the company did not align with mine. That's a pretty tame way of saying it. But I decided I couldn't be there in good faith. So I decided to quit. And on my last day, you know, I was so happy to, I don't know what was going to come next, but just to move on to a new chapter. And I started a conversation with a guy in the elevator. And I just said, I just got to tell you, I quit my job and I'm just so happy right now. And he said, oh, tell me more. And so we went for a walk around the Century City Mall here in Los Angeles. And anyway, that was the co-founder, Puya Abka, who I think has had a few conversations with
you,
Jay.
Yeah, Puya's been on the podcast and the webinars. That's awesome. So what a fate, intervention by fate.
It was in an elevator that we met, and we took a walk, and you know, told him where I was at. He told me what he was working on, and the, you know, a new startup with automation for law firms, blending AI into the chat and things like that. And yeah, I was game. So I came on as like the first full-time employee. That was in March of 2020, and so we were in the office together about 2 weeks, and then you know. We shifted to work from home for about 8 months. I did not see him again after my first 2 weeks. For about 8 months, we kept it to Slack and video calls. Anyway, that yeah, was
like the
beginning.
Rest of us, but most of us didn't start a new job 2 weeks before the world imploded. And you've done a great job. You've really become the face of the company, or today the voice of the company. But first, you know, tell us, you know, I want to hear about that story, but, you know, explain to everybody what is Intaker? Why is it such a great tool to have incorporated on your website? And you know, you'll tell us about the new announcements. Joe's got a great, exciting new announcement today too.
Yes, we do on the product side. Well, I think to best describe this, we can consider two things. Number one, what are the pain points for a lot of law firms when they're thinking about intake? And number two, from the consumer side or the user perspective, you know, what are some of the challenges that they face if they're trying to connect with the law firm? And I know, you know, from the firm's perspective, intake is all about two things, information and speed. You need the right information to decide if is this a case of someone that you can help, if they're a case. And number two, you need to get that information collected quickly, you need to get to your team quickly, and you need to get connected with that individual as fast as possible, especially if it's like a web chat or a form fill. You know, whereas if it's a phone call, that's kind of a different story because they may have already picked up the phone. There's a bit more urgency, a bit more pain usually on the, you know, consumer or the client side to start that call. But for chat, whether that's, you know, someone is chatting off hours, after work, weekends, maybe they're not ready to talk on the phone or they're just tired from a long day and they see that option. We know it's an effective way to get leads. But from the user's perspective, there can be issues if they're reaching out to a firm on a website and either the response time is very slow, like if it takes more than 30 seconds to get a response if you write something, and you know every time it's a 30-second delay and you don't even get their name right away, and to you know take a minute and a half just to get a name and maybe a phone number in the chat, it's not a clean experience when we talk about traditional old school live chats that have a live operator sometimes, but also sometimes that are just this combination, right? It's half automated, half live person on the other side, but it's still slow. A lot of the traditional live chats that are still popular with law firms have speed as a kind of a big issue, right? So from the user perspective, making sure that it is clean, it is fast, efficient, and that it's an easy process. On the firm side, it is about what we mentioned, getting the right information, whether that's more than just, you know, name and phone number. And if it's an accident case, like I know a lot of your clients, Jay, are in the personal injury space, you know, date of the accident, location, as well as details, where if it's a car accident versus a truck accident or a slip and fall, you might need to know other information, right? For like a premise liability case, knowing is it, you know, government property, commercial property, private property, all that's going to be helpful up front. versus if it's something like, you know, a truck accident, you know, you might want to collect other details, including if possible, like the name of that trucking company. Other information up front that's just going to help move the conversation forward faster when they get to connect with either an intake person or even a lawyer on the phone. Those are some of the initial problems when Intaker first came about that we were looking to solve. And most importantly, doing it quickly, you know, so that there's not that delay. Since then, other things like live call connect, bridging conversations, starting on website chat, giving people the option to move that to a phone call and then connecting them to an attorney or an intake person directly through the chat experience is another way that we've been able to innovate and take the response time down to seconds between when someone starts a conversation on a website and when they are able to be speaking to someone live on the phone with all the information they need in front of them.
So what's the importance of chat? Like, I've heard different percentages, and I often say, you know, look, there's a certain amount of people who are going to be homeschooling their kids or in line at a bank, and they're searching, you know, for a car accident attorney or, you know, a divorce attorney. And there's no way in front of their kids or their coworkers, and nobody ever does non-work related searches while they're at work, right? And they're searching for a divorce attorney or a bankruptcy attorney. There's no way they're picking up the phone to call that law firm while they're sitting there at work. And then, you know, there's a certain number of people who are just never going to give you an email. They're never going to fill out the form on your website. Because they, you know, it's maybe they're just doing research for their aunt. You know, it's a, they didn't have the accident. Their aunt was, you know, hit by a truck. So there's a certain percentage of conversions that can only come from a chat because they're not going to give you their form. They're not going to call you at that time. And they might not find your website when they do the search later at night at home. You might have missed that one opportunity for that prospect. So chat falls into that sweet spot that I always say is worth 10, 20, 30% more leads because literally the other two lead forms were not applicable for that person. Do you know what that number is? And then explain how Intaker chat works a little bit better than some of the other types of chats on a mathematical percentage basis.
It's a very good question. And it is dependent on a few factors. It's dependent on the audience, dependent on the practice area, depends on the tool that you're using, to name a few. And for example, I might talk to firms that are, you know, they use chat because they don't want to miss out. But historically, using older technology, they'll get maybe 5% of their leads or 5% of their viable leads through chat. And so for them, it's like this doesn't really make that much sense. It doesn't drive the needle that much, you know, to give too much consideration to that. Other firms that are using Intaker, that I'm thinking of a workers' comp firm in the Philadelphia area that's been with us, and you know, they get almost 50% of their leads from chat, from Intaker, which is incredible. The other half come from phone calls. Yeah. But I'd say, you know, just and to throw that,
like, is that the practice area that people would just rather chat than call?
I think there's a few things. I think, you know, the audience, it could be different for, imagine, like, estate planning firm, you know, maybe if the people are a little bit of an older demographic, you might not get 50% of your leads coming from chat. So I think the age of the audience matters. We know that millennial and Gen Z are very much, you know, bigger users of chat, but also, you know, the fact that they've been the website experience is kind of designed that way. They've got different call to actions placed on the website that can, you know, say chat with us or something that would pop open the chat. So instead of just clicking on the chat, there's different ways that a company or a law firm could use a chat tool to engage folks. And so traditionally, a lot of, you know, law firms might have like a button that says, you know, contact us, that could go to a contact form. And that information might be good. But if you had the opportunity to pop open a chat and get more details, again, to make that initial phone call a lot more productive and to even do some of that basic screening where if you know that someone's not going to be a potential, you know, good fit for a client, capturing that information up front. So I think there's a few things that can support that. But, you know, the number one is the speed, right? What I mentioned before, speed, and I guess we can call it empathy, right? Empathy meaning how does the chat experience kind of mirror, you know, an actual conversation or something that's at least like a helpful interaction. Because remember, the thing about Intaker, it's fully automated, like you said, Jay. You know, we're not pretending to be a live agent, but we do build empathy into the product, into the experience. So when people do go through it, it feels natural. And when we ask questions, it doesn't feel, you know, intrusive or like a weird thing giving some of this information to the bot. Ultimately, everything that we ask is meant to help the law firm help this person. And we do our best to communicate that. And we can also talk a little bit about like how the video fits into that, because one of the things that is also going to change, I know you use this, Jay, and an Intaker and 10 yeah. Golden Rules, and a lot of your clients use the video feature where it's managing partner or someone from the law firm giving that welcome, giving that note to someone, letting them know if you were injured in an accident, it wasn't your fault, you're looking for the right legal team to help you, then you know you're in the right place. So reach out, we'd love to see if we can help you. And just that little 5, 10, 20 or 30 second note, it builds that trust, builds that connection, and lets people know who they're going to be working with when it comes to that firm. So that first impression, I know as a marketer, you already know this, but being able to use video in the front end of your chat experience will just set your firm apart from so many other firms that might be having a great brand video and they might be doing TV and, you know, OTT and things like that. But when it comes to that point of conversion on the website, if someone comes there and they see you and they feel your energy, they're going to be more likely not just to leave their information, but ultimately to have that conversation, potentially hire you when it comes to next step. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. And so what's the difference, you think, between Intaker and Intaker with video in percentage engagement?
It's a very good question. It's a question I get often, and I wish I could give more of a clear answer. I'm going to give like a lawyer answer and say it depends. And the reason I do that is because we've had videos where you'll see double-digit increase in conversion after they use it. We've also seen, you know, situations where like we do an intervention, someone puts up a video that doesn't show the firm in the best light.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we keep an eye on numbers, and for our clients, you know, we work with about 1,000 law firms. So we do our best to keep a careful eye on everyone and their numbers and see, you know, if someone's using a video, making sure that's, you know, supporting the engagement and not hurting. So in general, you know, good videos. And here's the thing. It's not like there's one thing, like, you know, using a video is going to maximize your conversions. It's a lot of little things together. And one of the nice things that you might find different between Intaker and other products, there's all these little details that added together, you know, will lead to a massive increase in conversion compared to, you know, Engage, Apex, old traditional products that built the industry in terms of chat, but, you know, are maybe not as much oriented towards where the market is going, especially when it comes to the AI next level thing, which I know we're going to talk about, because, you know, where Intaker is going. And I'm sure if your audience is listening to this, they already know how ChatGPT and other AI tools have transformed what people expect out of technology, even when it comes to the level of response, you know, efficiency, and, you know, what kind of help they can get from it, how it can help them. And so, I mean, I'm really excited. I'll say it now, and then we can dive in when you want to. But, you know, having the option to use AI agents as a way to continue the conversation off script, do whatever those next steps are to make sure that you're able to get, you know, deeper qualification for leads, even, you know, as far as like getting appointments booked or, you know, making phone calls on behalf of, you know, the person or the law firm, just to connect them with a live operator quickly. AI agents is another area where we're all in right now. And that's, you know, powered by the latest models of OpenAI and GPT-4. If you know, if your audience knows about that, it's so pretty remarkable.
It probably
remarkable.
Works better with the demo, but maybe you can explain it. What's the difference between the AI chat, an Intaker, and an AI agent, which is this is your big announcement today, right?
Yeah. Thank you for
product.
walking me back just a bit, because, you know,
this is a big announcement exclusive on the 10 Golden Rules podcast.
It actually is. It's our very first time on a platform like this announcing it
First
because we
interview, right?
just, yeah, it is. It is. Hey, I'm happy to be here with you, man. The difference, if you can think of intaker on a law firm's website, is meant to do what I've said before, you know, have that warmth, that empathy, have that speed, and get the right information to do that intake for, you know, basic qualification for a law firm. It's going to be different whether you're doing bankruptcy, whether you're doing family law, estate planning, criminal, personal injury, or any other practice area. The information changes, but when someone, law firm, you know, gets started with Intaker, they get to choose which of those options, not just the practice areas, but specific case types that they want to highlight in their chat. And if someone, so for example, I keep going to PI because it's, you know, biggest of our clients and might be the biggest segment of your listeners, but, you know, knowing what are your top five case types, right? And so I mentioned before that could be car accident, truck accident, or even, you know, maritime. If you're in an area, you know, where there's a lot of boats and that kind of thing, whatever those are, having them broken out on your website to match your law firm. And then when someone goes through, the questions that Intaker will ask them are pre-scripted. They're already set so that the conversation is not going to go far off the rails. And that might be an issue with other live chats where they're a bit more open-ended. And before we even know if this person is the right fit for the law firm, you know, the conversation may go in a different direction. So the difference with Intaker as it is, everyone uses it today. They're pre-scripted conversations meant to pre-qualify leads, get the right information to the firm, and walk people through the next steps, whether that's booking an appointment, you know, connecting on a phone call. So that is, you know, what the chat is today. Where it's going with AI agents, there's a couple of different use cases. Now, Jay, you said something earlier, which is, you know, the ways of getting leads, which are, you know, form, chat, and call. You know, I've found that there are tools and other ways that some firms like to get leads, which is, you know, using text. Using texting is an option where they might have a button on their website that says text us. Traditionally, that is labor intensive. Someone has to get that message, someone at the law firm or, you know, an outside agent, and now have the whole conversation, which would have been done on chat, now done over SMS. You know, the nice things are you get the phone number and you can, you know, you're on their cell phone right away. So that's the benefit there. But the downside is it takes time and energy to have someone actually do that job of having that, you know, conversation. It's kind of a time intensive and not like a high value task that you want your team doing necessarily. So one of the ways that you can use like the new that I'm talking about AI agent with Intaker is having a text us button on your website that just goes to, instead of one of your team that now has to respond, it goes to this AI agent, which can do the whole same thing, get the right information that you need, do all the pre-qualification that you want, you know, even get, if it is, you know, consent to, you know, make a phone call, you know, between such and such hours, whatever it is, and then pass that information on to the law firm. But not only that, have all of that information structured in a place that they can go back and easily reference. Again, I've gotten ahead of myself a few times in this conversation. So I'll just take a step back and mention the other area that Intaker operates other than website chat is in the lead management space. So for a CRM, the way that it worked, just to give people a very quick orientation, chat was where we started. Website chat to capture, qualify leads, get them to the right place quickly. That led to the next problem, which is, hey, we're getting our clients all these leads, but they're not converting them as effectively as they should. Law firms were not using the right best practices when it comes to taking their website leads and turning them into clients. It's a little bit different if you run a practice that's, you know, 80, 90% referrals, and then you get these web leads and you think that you could do the same thing with them as you typically do with your referral sources. It doesn't work that way. And so for a lot of our clients, there was that element of, you know, there is a gap. And so we were able to provide or build those new tools with CRM, with automation kind of as the core, because one of the things, if people, the less work that humans have to do when it comes to getting leads sent to the right people at the right place, pre-qualifying them and getting them on the phone, right? If you can automate as much of that as possible, you're just going to get more results. So the CRM that we developed is very closely tied to Intaker Chat and has a lot of those automated actions that I was talking about. And now the next step of these AI agents, I'll give you two use cases. I mentioned one about the texting, having you be able to text these leads on, you know, automatically from the website if someone wants to engage that way. But the other area is
so how does that work? Someone comes to your website, mm-hmm. and there's an option to engage with this text agent or this chat agent, or you can say, hey, please text me. And then you text their phone.
So but someone it's might
an AI agent doing the text.
Exactly.
I got to dumb these things down so I can understand them and then explain them to people in the future. But it's more a streamlined text option. But yes. Again, it's an AI agent doing the texting on your behalf, following a script texting. And following a protocol that you've set out with the law firm.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Now, the difference there is it's a lot more of an open sandbox environment. One of the things that I mentioned before about how Intaker has more on the website, has more predefined conversations, that might mean giving people, when you ask them a question, a handful of choices to choose from instead of having every answer be, an open text response. So Intaker on website, you can guide the conversation, build it out however you want, just to make sure that the information you're collecting matches what you need to know about the case. What we're talking about now and kind of the new avenue, whether you're doing texting leads or even using LSA messages as another channel for leads, because I know LSAs are big for law firms especially, and it's more than just phone calls, right? LSA messages have become, a channel in its own right for some firms. But being able to take that more of an open sandbox environment where the conversation can go in any direction and having an AI agent be able to answer basic questions about the firm, whether that's, hours, location, can have all the information that you need about the firm built in so it can answer those basic questions. And then if someone but is meant to do that pre-qualification, get the lead info and pass it on to actual real human. But also, if the person does, want to ask a legal question, having a system that knows what it can answer, basic information about the practice, versus a question that say, hey, I'm not an attorney, so I can't answer that, but I can get you to the right person. So would you mind providing XYZ? So having a system that is built out, and again, it's built on the latest GPT-4 model. It is so cool. We just did a live demo at our event last week for Product Lab Day, which is where we made these big announcements for the first time, just to our customer base about what's coming. We're almost at the end of Q1, but Q2 and Q3 are going to be massive for law firms who want to leverage more AI in their practice, especially in their intake. I'm happy. I'm excited to be here, man. It's really cool. And I know you're going to love it too when you see it.
That's great. And our teams, we're doing a lot with the local service ads. Like our team's probably one of the best in the business at helping lawyers figure out how to get in the top three. And for those listening, you've probably seen a couple of our webinars about, how to get in the top three, how to crack the code or help. I've fallen. I can't get back up for people who've fallen out of the top three and, need to get back in the top of the local service ads, Google screened. Some people call it LSAs or Google screened. But our team's really excited because you gave us the heads up last month at NTL. And you said that Intaker Chat now will have the ability to service and support the LSAs, the Google local service ads. How does that work?
Very good question. So there are two channels. I'm sure a lot of your audience knows this, but for those who don't, the two channels within Google Screen local service ads are phoning in, right? Just clicking an option to connect on a phone, click to call. And the other option, not every firm uses it because it takes a little more consideration, is the LSA messages. And that gives someone the chance to, the way that they might go to your website and, you know, leave a contact form or engage in a chat, they can just leave a text response, a text to your firm, which typically someone at your firm needs to go in there and man the conversation, which if you have someone dedicated to that role, it works great because you can respond quickly and you're not going to, you know, worry about getting dinged. The issue that firms run into is if they're getting LSA message leads and they're responding a day later, then Google can see that. They can see that your response rate is not very quickly. There's a few reasons why you don't want to do that as a law firm. If you're going to get wait a day to get back to your leads, no matter what practice area, especially if they're from Google, it's not a good business move. Oftentimes they're going to go elsewhere. I don't need to get into that. I'm sure your audience is educated. However, the other thing is it'll be a banner when people see the LSA even if you're in the top three or if you're in the long list, it'll say typically responds within minutes, typically responds in a few hours, typically responds in a day. So it's important for everyone listening, if you're using LSA for messaging, that you are not sitting on those responses. What we've been able to do in our initial tests with...
I got in trouble for that the other day.
Ah.
I had a screenshot of that exact thing at National Trial Lawyers in my presentation. And I was honored. They asked me to speak about the local service ads. So I had a screenshot and it says typically responds within a day. And another attorney typically responds within 15 minutes. Someone in the room took a picture of the screenshot and sent it to the guy who responds within a day. And he was mad at me. And I'm like, hey, I'm sorry, dude. Like, Google doesn't lie. You know, it's like, go get mad at your team because they obviously had at least a bad day and probably a bad several weeks because I'm sure Google's not, you know, reporting on one day's activities. So anyway, sorry for jumping in with that. I thought it was kind of funny that he was mad at me. Like, hey, you know, first of all, you're not a paying client, so you don't get to complain.
It drives the point, you know, and the other thing, I think this might be an education moment because I learned this going through helping a client of mine go from, you know, started with, you know, typically replies in a day to now after a couple of weeks, typically replies in a few hours. Now, it took a few weeks to make that change. And the main reason is it's a 90-day average that Google looks at all of your leads over the past 90 days and the response. An important thing to note here is that the initial response to when you get an LSA message lead is what Google, how they come up with that bracket that you fall into. But, you know, when before it was taking a day and now it's happening in under a minute, because the nice thing about the intaker, you know, what using AI agents for this is being able to respond to leads that come in, not instantly, but in under a minute is going to be pretty impressive, you know, to most folks. And so
And to clarify, this works on the messaging leads, not on the calls right now.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. For the calls that, you know.
And so how do you set it up?
So we announced this new feature. We have a little wait list going. So if you want to learn more about this, go to Intaker website, you know, put in your own inquiry and you can mention Jay's podcast and we'll make sure to get you what we have, the information, get you on the wait list right now. But, you know, I'd say like Intaker clients who are using this on web are going to be really blown away when they see this rolled out. So right now, you know, this is in like a closed beta. We're working with a few firms pretty closely on this, but the initial results, like I said before, are quite impressive. And I'm just excited to see where this goes next because whether, you know, that's, I mentioned a couple of important ones, but I know there's like immigration firms that really like using WhatsApp or, you know, Facebook Messenger and these other tools to, you know, get like leads from different sources. So I'm not promising that we're going into these other areas, you know, right away, but using AI agents in any communication setting where, yeah, the conversation is happening over text, this is going to just be a game changer. I mean, for two reasons. You're getting your clients information and helping get the information you need as fast as possible. But the other area, you're taking so much pressure off of your staff, off of your team, who typically are, you know, feeling the weight of having to, you know, get these response times. And right. either they're doing a great job and it's, you know, taking a lot of effort and energy, or they're not doing a great job. And then it's, you know, hurting the company. And I'm sure there's other issues that arise. So being able to do that and just avoid the issue of mistakes, right? I mean, look, the technology, nothing is perfect, but what we know is that if you put like a live person next to like an AI, when it comes to a simple job like this, it's a different story when it comes to the level of reliability. So we'll have more as we go. Like I said, this is kind of the first announcement.
Congratulations.
So stay tuned. And
that's really
Jay,
exciting.
I'll make sure you know it when it's live for everyone.
And thanks for sharing it here first or second. I mean, you told your clients first, but you're telling the public here first. Tell us, if you could simplify it, you know, why do you want to have chat on your website? Why do you want to have intake or chat on your website?
To answer the first question, I would go back to what you said. Chat is a vehicle for people who don't like to talk on the phone, and relying on contact forms is not a great move in 2024. So there's going to be an increasingly large part of your audience. I'm talking to the lawyers, your client audience, who are not going to be thrilled to pick up a phone and make a call. We know millennials, Gen Z, ask anyone, you know, in that age bracket, you know, what they prefer, to text, to chat, to call. They're going to tell you to either text or to chat. It's just a cultural thing. And so if you are not leveraging that channel, when you start leveraging that channel, you're going to be surprised what you get. Now, the tool matters when it comes to, you know, chat. Not all products are equal, and making sure you're using something that is, number one, speed. It's quick. It's fast. No one has to wait. You don't have to wait to get the information. I know some products, you know, will send all the right information 15 minutes too late. You know, that's not the most helpful. Getting the information quickly, capturing it even faster from the user perspective, not having to wait if they're looking for help, just from a client-centric law firm mentality, making sure they have everything what they need quickly. And then, you know, some of the other things for the website, Intaker is built for law firms, right? We've got 1,000 different options, more than that, for those different case types that have specific qualifying questions for any area of law. And this is a challenge if you're listening and we don't have, you don't think we have what you do, we'll build it for you. We do, you know, one-off work or, you know, custom things for folks that are outside the box for their, you know, very niche practice area. But just making sure that you're getting the information right away and it's not generic, you know, name, phone number, and story. Yeah, that's important, but you need more details, especially like family law conflict check, knowing the name of the counterparty so that if there's an issue or if, you know, you run into that, you find that out early and not too late after a 30-minute conversation with this person, 30 minutes that you're not going to get back.
So these are things that you script into the chat.
That, yes.
You know, and the lawyer has the ultimate ability to customize what the chatbot's going to say. So it's not like a random, you know, ChatGPT that it's hallucinating different case types and stuff. This is all scripted and systemized. But the beauty of it is, it, like to say, it funnels. You know, it's like you start with, hi, how can I help you today? And like on our website, it's like, are you looking for a new website? Are you looking for SEO, local service ads, pay-per-click, or other? You know, so it just, then once you answer that, then it asks you specific questions about that. Then it tries to, you know, generate a lead for us. And same thing on the legal side. You know, last question about Intaker, and then I want to get into the short snappers I warned you about. What does someone do to get started, and what's it like? What do they have to do to get this, you know, to get 20% more leads by adding Intaker to their website?
So one of the things that when we first began working with law firms, we wanted this to not be another painful process of onboarding, because if you are setting up like a new technology for your firm, usually it takes weeks or months and it's expensive and it's, you know, not a great experience. So if you wanted to get started, one of the nice things is we're pretty hands-on with our clients. And we would walk you through an onboarding call where we would help you and actually do the setup for you in about an hour. It takes 1 hour of your time to learn everything that you need to learn.
That's great.
Whether that's only the chat or whether you're looking to get started using some CRM lead management tools that we offer as well. After that, you know, everyone has like an account executive and then a dedicated support person. So every client has 2 points of contact if something breaks or if they have a question or they need help. Where, you know, we built redundancy into the process. And I'd say the best way is just to reach out on, if you go to integer.com, the best way to get in touch with us is to put a chat in through that. If you are uncertain,
you go to integer.com and you use Integer to have a conversation with Integer. And so you can see how the chat works. You know, one of the coolest things I think about Integer is it's a way to start using artificial intelligence today in your law firm and have an advantage over other firms. You know, what's the one single thing that's most important about using artificial intelligence with Integer today?
I'm going to think about this one, Jay.
You could start out with the single most important thing about using artificial intelligence with Integer is.
No, it's a very good question. And I want to give you an answer from the heart. This thought out. If you had to ask me the single most important reason why every law firm needs a tool like this is to not be left behind. Because the world is changing, your market is changing, your audience is changing, what people expect out of businesses and using technology to make their lives easier is different than even last year. I used to say it's different than 5 years ago. It's not even a comparison anymore. To see what your clients expect today versus even just 12 or 18 months ago, it's night and day. Most firms are not going to change, but some of them are. Some of them in your market certainly are. And it's up to you if you want to be on the side that's adopting technology and getting ahead, to go further, faster, to outperform your competitors, or if you're going to look back in 6 or 12 months and wonder why you're hitting walls that you were not hitting before. So don't ignore the changes that are happening on the bigger picture beyond your law firm, because if you take this time, if you capitalize on this opportunity, you're going to be in a different place a year from now, 5 years from now. And if you don't, you're definitely going to be in a different place, but it won't be one that you want to be.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, basically, customer service, you're not competing with other law firms. You're competing with every other single business out there. And, you know, if other industries have figured out how chat can simplify booking a flight or making a restaurant reservation, and apps are making everybody's life so much easier, if you don't adopt the technology, the consumer's expecting it because we have it in every other industry. So that's a great answer, Joe. Thank you. So I mentioned the short snappers. Couple quick things. You know, I love to ask everyone this. It's a question I've learned so much over the years. And with now I get to ask the AI guy, what are some of the apps or techniques for personal productivity that you're using or maybe the team at Integer is using?
Man, great question. I can speak mostly for myself. And some of these apps are on mobile. Some of these apps are on pen and paper. You know, they're just techniques that I use. I have become a big fan of Notion just for organizing a lot of different content, ideas, and, you know, deliverables, especially now that I've been doing a lot more marketing. There's a lot more content across my desk. And so for anyone who's, you know, whether you're doing blogs, you're doing videos, or anything, you just need a system to keep it organized. Yeah.
So what
super
is Notion?
Helpful.
How does it work?
Notion is, let me see, can I explain this simply?
Is it AI?
Notion is actually like a notes tool where I am able to keep notes and kind of nest group things together, if I want to have, you know, pages of notes that are organized inside other pages of notes, it's just a very helpful way for me to, between my personal work, my personal life, between what I do at Intaker, and then what I do even, you know, like for specific clients, helping some of them, you know, their content needs. And overall, it's just a great way to keep all that information organized for me.
So you can store lists and ideas and creativity and stuff like that. I use Evernote. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at my Evernote right now because I have a standard interview template for podcasts. And there's questions I don't want to forget to ask.
That's very cool. I think they're pretty similar, Notion and then Evernote. So I got into it maybe 6 months ago, and I've been, it's helped me. I have a lot of big ideas, you know what I mean? But sometimes it's the details that will throw me off. And so having a way that I can organize those little details, well, without losing kind of the big idea, how they all fit together, that's been the game changer for me. And then, you know, this other one is not so much an app, but is just a way to plan, set goals, and achieve them on a timeline. It's called RPM. It's Tony Robbins' productivity, time management system, but just is a, you know, results-focused, purpose-driven, massive action plan that allows you to take whatever goal it is that you want to achieve, make sure you understand all the reasons behind the why is it important, why is it a must, and then all the action steps between where you are now and where you need to get to close that gap. So anyway, you know, RPM is another tool that I use just for keeping myself accountable and not falling behind when I set a goal. Again, whether that's personally, whether that's for work, making sure that I've got a system and I know what targets I need to hit. And, you know, using a tool like Notion helps me just keep track of those other, you know, details that I set up in my RPM that could be for any particular goal. So those are two that I
love
can
it.
Mention.
No, I love it. That's great. I'm a big fan of Tony. Walked on fire twice with Tony Robbins. How about you? Did you the fire walk?
I did, yeah, the fire walk at Unleash the Power Within last year. I took a buddy of mine out to see him, and it you know, changed my life, not for the reasons that I thought it would, but it was still a pretty you know, magical experience. And yeah, big Tony fan.
Yeah, I always joke to people that, you know, it's hard enough to take that first step on fire, like when you step on fire, but it's really easy to take the second, third, and fourth step. The heck off the planet. But it's definitely something everyone should do. Really go see Unleash the Power with, go spend 3 days with Tony, 4 days with Tony at Unleash the Power Within. The fire walk is just a bonus. What are some of the blogs, podcasts, YouTubes that you subscribe to and you never miss? Like when it comes in your feed, you're clicking on that one first.
Man, that is another great question. I've been big into Bob Proctor and his ideas. He wrote a book called You Were Born Rich, and did his own rendition of Earl Nightingale's Lead the Field program, which was like one of the first business coaching programs ever in the 60s. And I've been going through, and you know, his organization, the Proctor Gallagher Institute, Bob Proctor, who passed on 2 years ago with his partner, Sandy Gallagher, have just great content, man, great information. And, you know, some of it might seem a little woo-woo to people, laws of success, but it is grounded in very practical wisdom. And so that is something that I just, if I need to get my head clear of whatever, you know, daily muck, you know, whatever might be hitting me that day, I always just like to take, I guess you could call it like a mental bath in something more positive. And so that's been my awesome jam.
Yeah, it's interesting that he's repurposing some of the old content. Russell Brunson's been doing a lot of that. He's bought a lot of the old content, like Think and Grow Rich, and reissuing it, bringing it to a younger audience. I love that. Simple question, your NFL team?
Oh, I'd have to say the Jets. I understand that you had a conversation
all right,
with
we'll move
Gary
on.
Vee. He likes the Jets too.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Gary Vee. If you heard last week's podcast, Gary Vee talks all about his dream of buying the Jets. Last question, where can people get in touch with you?
Oh, man. Personally, go to LinkedIn. Just search my name, Joseph Rotolo. You'll see it in the episode title. And if you want to get in touch with Intaker, just go to intaker.com and you can learn everything you need to know about the product there. We're going to be changing the website, adding more stuff. But for the meantime, you know, just reach out, either myself or one of our team will be happy to chat with you and see, you know, if we can help you take your law firm to the next level.
Awesome. Well, Joe, this was great. And if you made it this far, you know, as I asked you at the start, please do me a favor, either on YouTube, give us a subscribe, on iTunes, give us a 5-star or Spotify. Love you for it. Joe, thank you so much for doing this. This was great.
You're awesome, Jay. I can't wait to see you and everyone else listening, hopefully, at TGR Live on coming up in April 25th and 26th. I think I got it right.
Yeah,
I'll see you there,
perfect.
Man.
That's right. Joe will be there. So don't miss it. Thanks so much, Joe. Have a great day.
Thanks, Jay.
Thank you for listening to the 10 Golden Rules of Internet Marketing for Law Firms podcast. Please send questions and comments to podcast@tengoldenrules.com. That is podcast@tengoldenrules.com.